Théodore Duclair was born in Naples in 1812 of French parents. He attended Neapolitan art school of Posillipo, gathered around the atelier of Antonio Pitlow, becoming the most faithful pupil of the teacher, whose daughter Sophia and Willa Mary, inheriting part of his father-in-law collection, now present in the museum today. In those same years, his deep friendship with Giacinto Gigrante, maturing together with Vianelli and Carelli and Duclair, can be considered one of the most delicate Neapolitan landscape painters of the first half of the 19th century. Duclair's painting take up the usual theme of Neapolitan view with a particular predilection of the view of the Sorrento coast. However, he gave better proof of himself in the realization of small landscape studio conducted from the life on single natural motif and characterizing by the marked coloristic effect of immediate optical grip. In this work, the lesson of Pitlow is evident, which also persists in Subsequenza's work, where, moreover, the influence of Giacinto Gigante is also felt in the choice of cuts and frame, especially in the more studiedly illustrative tone of the description. He died in Naples in 1879, only 57 years old.